SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Olo e mafuta male SBS Samoan.
Ua tō e sea a toa e le company AstraZeneca. Lana vaccine po o le tui pui pui mō le COVID-19 se fulma le iwa, mai le toe whaaonga i nei le lalolangi. I au se talia nei, na le toe whaaonga i na le AstraZeneca vaccine, a mata mai le masina o aperile o le tapsanga na tenei.
At the current time, the use of the Pfizer vaccine is preferred over the AstraZeneca vaccine in adults aged less than 50 years who have not already received a first dose of AstraZeneca vaccine. This is based both on the increased risk of complications from COVID-19 with increasing age and thus increased benefit of the vaccination and the potentially lower but not zero risk of this rare event with increasing age.
Se saunoanga a le officer senior, le chief medical officer, il soifua maloloina, Paul Kelly. Na mafua le to esea o le tui pui pui le AstraZeneca vaccine, ona o le moli mawina le siitia o le au fai o tangata na afia, ia unga fa au popopo side effects mai le tui pui pui. Na saono le ministar so ifua malolo ina le malotele Mark Butler, o le isi mafua anga, ona o le yai o isi tui pui pui po o isi vaccines, wa iloa le siliatu o na aonga, ai mai se lava mō i tu a inga fau po variants fau, o le vairusi COVID-19 se fulmane iwa.
AstraZeneca took a decision to withdraw its first-generation COVID vaccine from Australia quite some time ago, so it hasn't been available here in Australia for a considerable period of time, and that's no surprise really. It was the first generation vaccine and has been superseded by a range of newer vaccines that particularly targeted the newer variants, most recently the Omicron variants. I received my first dose of COVID vaccine as an AstraZeneca shot. It protected hundreds of millions of people across the world and saved millions of lives, and I thank AstraZeneca for that.
Le minister so ifu malolo ina le malo teleng Mark Butler. I le masina na te nei, na talia ina i AstraZeneca o se tasi o vaccines o faonga ina pe nangausia ma ilalo le company e faingo ina o le vax Zervia e mawhaio na mafua i a unga fa au popo po side effects e pe o le toa o le toto po blood clots ma namati ai le olo tangata i ngase ngase e pe o le thrombosis po o le TTS. O le talia le company AstraZeneca na faa maol sia ona o se tangi ni tangata e to alima se fulu mo se taui e o i le se lauiva se fulu miliona tala ona o a afianga na lato maua mai side effects o le AstraZeneca vaccine. E pe ona faa matalaina Dr. Paul Griffin o se fōma i e faa pitoa lona to mai i faa ama i pepesi.
This was a very rare clotting phenomenon that was associated predominantly with the first dose of that AstraZeneca vaccine. And you know, that led to some significant clotting events and in rare cases was associated with deaths. So in Australia, I believe we had 11 deaths that were thought associated with that vaccine and eight of them were actually from that clotting phenomenon, TTS. So while, of course, a devastating consequence in those that did get it, it is important to point out that it's very rare.
E wi ina le ito atelin ni tangata i au se talia nei na afia i le thrombosis TTS. A e nā o le to alua mai le to se lau wafe tangata i lunga atu o le ono se fulu tausanga a ngā i lunga le mātutua. Ma na tele ina langona ina aunga po i lātou i na tele ina lātou langona ina aunga po side effects. I le vā o le fā, ma le fā se fulmele lua aso, talua na whaia lo lātou tui pui pui mua mua i le AstraZeneca vaccine. Na saanoa Dr. Griffin, e lea oto iai se tūlanga la matia whapena, po o se mafua anga e toe whaapopole ina ai tangata anu ui Australia nei, ini aunga mai le AstraZeneca vaccine.
We know that inflammatory reactions to vaccines, so things like, you know, myocarditis with other vaccines or TTS with AstraZeneca occur predominantly quite early following receipt of the vaccine. So the vast majority of those cases of TTS occurred in the first 3 or 4 weeks, with some potentially out to 6 weeks, but it's not thought to be feasible beyond that sort of a time frame. So people don't need to worry that if they had the vaccine when it was being used in this country, there's no risk of any ongoing effects, particularly relating to TTS.
Dr. Paul Griffin, ose specialist, pose fō mai, e wha apitoa lona tō mai I wha ama I pepesi. O le vaenga mulimuli o le oka o AstraZeneca vaccines na I Ausetalia nei, na expire pena uma o ia le aonga, I le masina o mati, le aso luas manatasi o mati, lua afe lua se fulu manatolu. O le reporti na wha maa pōpoina Kiara Hain mo le SBS News.
Toi fia whaafafonga I nisi tala whaapea? Whaafafonga I le Apple Podcast, le Google Podcast, Spotify, ma po fela vai mawailau podcast.